Daniel chapter 2. And I want us to read this together, verse 48 together. This is what we have asked God for this morning. And this is what we are going to get. Amen. If you can bring up the scriptures very quickly so we read this together. Daniel chapter 2, verse 48. All right. One, two, go. One more time. Now, can you read that one more time and this time personalize it? Like that is you there, right? Okay, one, two, go. Amen. I want you to say it one more time, like you are telling your neighbor what happened to you. Yeah? So this is how are we that this is how for me it will read. So the king promoted me. And he gave me many great gifts. And he made me ruler over the whole province of England. And the chief administrator over the wise men of England. Wait now, I'm giving you an example. Wait. I said, let me show you how I will read it to myself. I'm going to send you an example. Now, read it to your neighbor. Tell your neighbor what happened to you. Wait. Whoa. Listen. Hey, praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you why this is so effective. And you need to start, that is you giving a report. This is your testimony. Do you understand? This is your testimony. Now, what we do as a church to help our church members is this. Sometimes it sounds like it was the wisdom God gave me. This Gateway Chapel is structured corporately. It's a mirror image. Our process and systems is a mirror image of what you will find in any Fortune 500 company. Fact. So when church members come to me, committed church members, not anybody, don't just come and tell me, that is not going to fly because I'm not dumb. Yeah. So, yeah, committed church members. Yeah. You know, because sometimes when you hear pastor, XYZ, you think pastor means silly or dumb. I'm not dumb. I'm very smart. So for what I do for committed church members, not the one that comes once a month, committed. So I tell them, okay, so I'll share you this story. They will read that again, right? And so you can see what's going to happen to you. Now, so I tell them, what kind of job do you want? So say, for example, they tell me, I like accounting, or I like digital media, or I like whatever it is. I will tell them, go and look for a job that you want to apply for in 3 months' time. I say, go and look for that job and bring me the job description. So they will go searching. Sometimes they will go and come back and show me this. I say, do you like this job? He will say, yes, Pastor. I say, but the pay is too low. But I don't have any experience. I say, I didn't ask you to bring experience. I say, go and get me a job that you will apply for in 3 to 6 months' time, and then you'll be happy telling the testimony of that job to your friends. They will go, their eyes will, it's always the same reaction. They then go, they go and look for a very nice job. And I'll say, so what are the requirements? They will tell, bring me the requirements, everything. But because the church is already structured corporately, I will now tell them, I say, you know what? From today, working as a volunteer, this is your job description. That is your manager. I am your senior manager.
That minister is your project manager. I am your program manager. You go and do X, Y, Z. And then together we will sincerely project manage them because the whole system is set up. I said, so that by the time you are done from here and you want to apply for that same job, your language will be this language. You will not be faking and scratching your head. You will talk fluently. I said, so this is, so we're going to orchestrate your future 3 to 6 months. Easy, isn't it? Ah. So they bring him. Now, it's very difficult to work with me. Fact. Because I don't cut corners, it's not freebie. So I grill you. Some of them, they fail in the process. There are so many people, they will try. By week three, they say, Pastor, we're not coming again. I say, me too, I agree. Because you were just praying that prayer, oh, God bless me, you're not ready for the promotion. But those who follow through, so in 3 months' time, they will see that same job, that same role. This time, their countenance will have changed. Their confidence will have changed. They now have experience. They will walk there, sit down. Have you done this role before? Oh, yeah. Where? This. Who managed you? This. What was the role? What did you do? Now, they will now describe the process. But because the church is set up corporately, right, they can speak the language of their city. Does that make sense? So 9 out of 10, but anointing and prayers, they will always get the job. Does that make sense? So this is a rehearsal of your testimony after tonight. You have prayed this morning. You have praised. I'm about to anoint you personally. This is your testimony. Now, I want you to read that testimony again. Like you are good. And that's what they did. Pastor, I got a job. I said, so what is your job description? Without looking at the sheet of paper, they start reciting everything they've been doing in the past 3 months. The wisdom of God. Yeah? So, now, you read this with your name, telling your testimony to your neighbor now. Yeah? 1, 2, go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So what happened to you? The king promoted me and he gave me many gifts and he made me ruler over the whole province of Kent and chief administrator over the whole of England. That is my story. That is my story. That will be your story from tonight. That will be your story from tonight. That will be your story from tonight. So this month is the month of his upgrade. Jehovah will upgrade you. He will set you over provinces. Amen. He will cause men to favor you. Amen. He will cause men to speak for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Upgrade means comfort. Upgrade means new experience. Upgrade means freshness. So from tonight, God is set to bring you into a dimension beyond your imagination. Amen. In the name of Jesus. This will be your testimony. The king sent for you. The king promoted you. The king gave you many gifts. The king sent you over provinces. And the king made you the chief administrator over the entire city. That will be your testimony. As you have confessed, so shall it be unto you. In the name of Jesus. From this night will be the month of his upgrade. God is the one. The Bible says concerning Joseph, God upgraded him. Concerning Daniel, God upgraded him. Concerning Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, concerning Peter, God upgraded him. Peter's speech in Acts 2 is still discussed in MBA classes today. Because Jehovah, God upgraded him. A fisherman without any academic background. 2020, this is 2019. We still discuss Peter's speech in Acts 2 without uni. Are you listening? And God is still upgrading people in this church. You will be the next. Amen. I said you will be the next. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, how can this thing be? We see that answer in Joshua 34. So this is the power dimension. We've done the prayer dimension. We've done the praise dimension. We're now going to do the power dimension, okay? Come on, tell your neighbor, I've been upgraded. Say, I have been upgraded. Now, it says in Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. Let us read this together as well, because sometimes if you are told, it looks like someone is trying to manipulate you. Let's read it together. All right? Bring up Deuteronomy 34, verse 9. Okay? 1, 2, go. Now. Okay. Why? How come Joshua was full of the spirit of wisdom? Oh, because he prayed for wisdom. Why? How come? What happened to him after hands were laid on Moses? On Joshua? The children of Israel, they heeded him. So they listened to him. They listened to him. I don't know much about theology. I can read. Now Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the Spirit. Now I am full of the Spirit, for my Moses laid hands on me. So wherever I go, people listen to me. That's your testimony. That is biblical. That is biblical. It's not everything you work for. Sometimes things need to be transferred to you. It's not everything you pray about. Sometimes all you need is an infusion. It didn't say Moses, it didn't say Joshua prayed. It said now, today, Joshua the son, that is you, will be full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid hands on him. So by the time Joshua showed up in front of the camp, everybody without reason, what does he have to say? It's about time people hear you. Amen. It's about time God gave that resume a voice. Amen. It's about time agency staff hear this, hear the voice of your resume. Amen. It's about time your boss hears you. Amen. It's about time your CEO hear your voice. Amen. It's about time life hear you. Amen. You have cried for so long, but I believe that by the laying on of hands tonight, whatever it is that has not heard you up till now, they will hear you from tonight. Yeah. It is scriptural. You know what? That's how I got to where I am. I'm not a superstar. I'm just smart and I hate wasting time. I was born premature. There's no point doing seven before and pray when I have read the scripture, right? Do I have a Moses in my life? Well, I've got a Moses in my life. Then go ask for laying on of hands. Go ask for laying on of hands. What's my problem? I just want my problem solved. I just want to do well. I just want my kids blessed. I don't want to spend time doing. It's okay to pray. Yeah, it's nice to pray. But there are certain things you will deal with in life that your prayer will fail you. Where do I start from? How many tongues do I need to pray for visa application? How many? Even if I can pray the tongues, how will my kids pray the tongues to have breakthrough in life? No, that's too much. Let me look for my Moses and kneel down. That will take me 60 seconds, right? And I say, lay hands on me. He said, why? He said, I'll tell you what happened to me one time. My spiritual parents called me and said, what is your vision for 24 the following year? It was around December. What is your vision following year? I was going to speak, and the Holy Spirit said, keep quiet. And they asked me a second time, what is your vision for the following year? Again, I was going to speak. The Holy Spirit told me, be quiet. And then instantly, I received divine instruction. By the time they asked me third time, Pastor Eddie, what is your vision for the next year? I turned. I said, why should I have a vision for the next year when you are here? I said, what has God told you about next year for me? And I dropped on my knees. And they looked at me. And I said, wow. He said, you are a very smart man. He said, come back to me at midnight and I will tell you what God has in stock for you. Exactly midnight, I went back. I said, grab a pen and paper. When you get back to England, you will do this, you will do that, you will do this, you will do that, you will do this, you will do that. Here you are today. Amen? Amen. So that same grace I extend to you. Amen? So tonight, if you permit me, but if you don't want to, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. But I don't know anything else. I can lie to you. I don't want to lie to you and say, well, you know where I fasted. Hey! And I memorized the scripture. I can tell you that. But that won't be correct. That's why I got to where. Someone helped me. Someone prayed for me. Someone laid hands on me. Someone anointed me. Someone anointed me. I'm not that smart. Does that make sense? Yeah? So if you don't mind, silver and gold I don't have. And I've not asked you for silver and gold. Although you give your offering tonight, whether I like it or not. Amen. Will you allow me to anoint your children? And anoint you? Because I want this Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 48 to be your reality. I want that testimony for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we do this very quickly. This is the whole camp, right? God has given me energy. God has given me strength. And I receive divine strength right now for this hour. This is the fourth service of the day. Yeah? God bless you.